The following is a RapRadioShow.com exclusive.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
I'm Sonny Morello.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP, and you're listening on The Rock with God.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the Wrestling Radio Awards Best News Show, The Rack.
Holler, bitches!
Giving you unique insights into the world of professional wrestling in WWE.
I think you need to test them out in the pool, too.
I'll go in only if you go in.
In 10 seconds, if you don't get in, I'm coming to push you in. You always wanted to do the Baywatch run. You have to come rescue me.
What happened to the
pool, man?
These
are
dude
floats.
Look at that.
I told you they float. They look like little jellyfish. These things float. Huh. Who knew?
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh, my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh, my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
If you smell la, 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 what the sock is cooking?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. That's right, we're back with Total Divas Season 3, Episode 12, where the girls are up to no good.
They are always up to no good.
Yeah, but this episode in particular, I have a really funny feeling. The no good is strong. Many shenanigans to behold.
You can feel it. You can sense it.
My shenanigans sense is high.
Okay. All right. Good to know.
I'm not. But my shenanigans sense. So we're going to get into all of it right after the break. But until then, you're listening to the Rack Extra on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost in Jarvis! Jake the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I got chills out here!
To the shocking moments.
In case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is a gap. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down his assault to Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today. Hey everyone, we here at The Rack need your help. All this week, please go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and vote for us. It's simple and easy. Just go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com and write in The Rack for Show of the Year, Natalya on the Rack for Female Interview of the Year, Michael Kingston on the Rack for Media Interview of the Year, and Kane on the Rack for Male Interview of the Year. It's just that simple. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com right now and vote for us. If you do, I will make you all. Damn it, Rock! Stop telling them I'm going to make them cookies.
You think you know me.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
We're back, and oh hey, look, it's Paige playing with Big E too.
I told you we're going to start on the show on Sunday with Big E and Paige with the boobs. Oh my Jesus. She's really bumping chests with Big E. Okay. Now comparing sizes.
Paige is my spirit animal. She really is. I heart her so much. Please, E and WWE, keep her on the show for like ever, because she's such a fresh breath of fresh air, you know? She really is. Like, she's 22. She's immature as hell, but she's so entertaining. Can we get this page on TV?
Please, please.
Please? Can please, we get this page? Because it'd be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, Big E and Paige. More of that. Yeah.
Yeah, put them together, please. I need the buddy cop relationship to happen. Because, you know, we never got it with AJ and Big E. Tragic.
Right. Or Big E and Caitlyn. Yeah.
Never happened. So we're at the fertility doctor. Not as fun as the plastic surgeon's office, but, you know.
No, it's not as fun as the plastic surgeon's office.
Just think, we've already got the first girl visit out of the way. You're learning so much about girl stuff.
It's awesome. By the way, Eva's roots? Yeah.
Yeah, Eva, honey, you need to touch up your roots. But basically right now, she's getting checked to see if she's fertile. They're looking up inside her and checking everything.
Oh, we're now talking about the fallopian tubes.
They're basically looking up inside her ovaries.
So when Lindsay says her ovaries pop...
Yeah, we're literally seeing Eva's ovaries right now. Kind of weird.
Welcome to Total Divas, everybody.
Welcome to Total Divas. We're going to the lady doctor. And now we see Brie. She's wandering around. And she's looking for her merch.
The Bella brand. And now here comes the devil, Nikki Bella.
How convenient that she's wearing red.
Right? The coldness between the two. It's
a little awkward. Mm-hmm. Basically, we're going over their merch, and they're saying what they like and they don't like.
Ooh.
Oh my god, Nikki, really? I thought you said you were going to be professional about this crap.
Apparently not. That lasted a week. Dude's like, I'm just here presenting the merch.
Yeah, he's like, this is a little awkward, can we not?
Bree's like, stop being a bitch.
Yeah, kind of with Bree on that one.
It's the good
and now we're meeting Jesse Jackson. It was this oh my god, it was the Jerry Springer show.
Oh lordy, lordy, lordy.
It was this raw. Oh jeez, this was a cluster. Now Bree's laying down the law.
And Nikki's like, I was professional.
No, you weren't, Nikki. You were totally not professional.
Oh man, yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, it's Alicia.
See you came.
It's Alicia Fox.
Hey, it's an Alicia and a Paige and a JoJo.
# where's JoJo? There she was. Oh Lord, Paige.
And Paige is chasing Alicia everywhere. And hey, look, there's former Rat guest, Alicia Fox.
What's my weave doing? Is that the new thing? Apparently, she says she's very enjoyable to be around, and if you haven't heard the interview, go to rockradioshow.com right now and listen.
She and Paige are just nuts.
Yeah, they kind of are nuts. Oh, Lord, here we go.
Here it comes!
The moment. It's Rosa and Natty taking on Summer and Layla. The moment of... Yeah. I love
Paige. Hashtag holy naked Rosa, y'all.
I love Paige. Like, I just saw her, you know... I miss her, but I saw just saw her just earlier, right? Like, yeah. Paige is awesome.
I love Paige. I hurt Paige so much. So, on the upside, Rosa's getting more matches. She's getting more TV time. She's getting better in the ring. Everything's coming up Rosa. She's super happy. She's in a really good place, which you always want. And, well, then, oops.
There's her ass.
And Paige and Alicia lose it. Yeah, that was the whole ass.
There are many questions about that. I'll get to that. She's like, that's a full ass. Yes, it was.
And poor Rosa, she's all upset.
We just saw Rosa's butt. They're like, this was a PG show. We just saw her butt. That's not cool. And it's like, could we? It's like, it was the butt and the butt, and we saw your whole thing. It wasn't just the crack. She's like, why me? Well... If you wore undergarments...
They're not making her feel much better.
No, they're not.
And now Layla's like, had you been bent over, we would have seen all your business up in there.
Yeah, we probably would have.
And we don't need to be seeing all of Rosa's business.
We don't need to see Holy Naked Rosa. Now we're out with Cameron and Eva. They're like, California is the bomb, apparently. Then Cameron brings up about kids and a family, and he was very, very hesitant about kids. She doesn't want kids. Those words came out of her mouth. She is scared of pregnancy. She freaks out over water weight. Career-wise, it doesn't make sense.
And that's fair. But that's probably something y'all should have maybe talked about, like, before now?
She's never told Jonathan, and, well, you know.
Oh, Eva. Oh, I thought we'd fix this. Oh, dear. This is going to go south so bad. You need to kind of tell your husband that you can't have kids. It's probably a good idea at some point.
She wasn't very clear how she felt, because apparently they lack communication skills.
Apparently. And they've never gotten time to talk about kids. Like, she went through a whole ovarian cyst where she found out she was infertile. And, like, she could have told him then. Actually, she did, didn't she? Or no, she told her parents.
She told her parents.
She didn't tell him. Oh my god, she's planning a wardrobe malfunction. Rosa, no. That is a bad Rosa. Oh, shit. It's going down. Okay. So, Holy Naked Rosa, we saw Rosa's ass. Move on.
No, I want to know, why wasn't she wearing underwear?
It's Rosa.
Okay, now where do you want to move on to?
Well, that's, like, the acceptable answer for everything. Okay. It's Rosa.
Right, do you have a better answer besides...
No, I don't. And I don't want to know why she wasn't wearing underwear other than she's wearing itty-bitty tiny shorts and they would not accommodate the underwear.
They make small enough underwear for stuff like that.
Yeah, it depends. Anyway, so... Alright. Ladies and gentlemen.
Boys and girls, children of all ages. Lindsay Ward
no,
has
this
something...
Is strictly... This is a strictly adult topic. Oh. If you're having fertility issues, this is probably something you need to discuss with your spouse before you get married. And if you find out, like, what? This has got to be 3 to 6 months after her cyst?
Maybe.
Guessing?
Maybe longer, probably a year.
Maybe longer. It's within a year of her cyst where she... Basically, she had an ovarian cyst that burst, and she finds out that, oh, hey, by the way, she may be infertile. She told her parents. She didn't tell her husband.
Because they apparently didn't have enough time to talk about the fact that he wants loads of kids, and she's not willing to give them to him.
that's a whole separate issue. It's the fact that you have this information and now you guys are talking about having kids and you're going to a fertility doctor to find out if you can in fact have children. Like, it's one thing. It's not even that. I can't even justify it. She should have told him when she found out that, hey, by the way, there's a possibility that we can't have kids. Because then that brings up a whole other conversation of, you know, do they want children? And that's when she can tell him, hey, I'm really scared of pregnancy. Maybe we can consider other options, like adoption or a surrogate or something along those lines, where she doesn't have to carry the child.
Right.
But they can go, it's an expensive option. Don't get me wrong, it's not cheap to find a surrogate mother, but they could probably find someone that would be willing to carry the baby and deliver it for them. I'm sure there are women out there that do it all the time. Same as, you know, they could find a child, they could adopt, you know, 20 kids if they felt so inclined.
Right.
But, you know, that's where, you know, that conversation needed to happen of, you know, hey, by the way, I'm going to have problems. Maybe we need to look into other options. As we come back, we will continue this.
With Rosa and Alicia in the gym, apparently Alicia dyed her weave last night.
Basically, she, like, got 25,000 more followers over her ass hanging out on Main Event. You know...
She's getting more and more followers because of her ass on. Oh no, she's now planning the Janet Jackson boob.
Oh Jesus Christ, Rosa! Oh my God! And you're doing this on camera! It's foolproof! What do you mean it's foolproof? You're gonna get your ass fired!
You're fired! Cause she gained Twitter followers, she wants to get more of her.
She thinks it's gonna keep her job. She doesn't realize how much trouble she's gonna get in over the nip slip. Like, they fined the Bellas and made Brie apologize.
Hey, it's Naomi and Alicia. Wow.
Poor Trinity.
It's Brie mode time. She's with the girls and Naomi's gonna kick Nikki's ass tonight because she deserves it. And speaking of Nikki Bella, here she comes. And she just walks by and, you know, she's still mad.
Oh dear.
Nikki's like, she thinks this is like a normal fight when it's not. Nikki's like, you almost took away the love of my life.
So dramatic.
And, you know, she's not being professional at all.
Nope.
Bella drama. Oh, this is why Trinity needed to stay on the show, because she's just like, awkward.
The voice of reason. The complete voice of reason.
Fuck is on a roll as here comes Naomi to take on Nikki Bella.
I think I remember this match.
Nikki just wants to get in the ring and beat ass.
I know. Play nice.
And she's just tossing Naomi around the ring.
Ring get a whooping up on you.
And there's the rack attack. Nikki's like, this is the number one Bella right here.
Oh, it's a Paige. And a Natty. And a Nuto.
And a Bella. And a Cena. Brandon has like needs 2 minutes and Cena's like, you know. Oh, you know, she always comes in with something and you know, coerce me into, you know, ruining my personal life and yeah. Cena's awesome in this. Seems like she does not like you. Now John Cena is switching everything around on her. Say, you know, Nikki brought Brian to lunch and said, you know, divorce
Breakfast.
You.
Sorry, I had to do it.
You can talk.
Basically, John's saying, you know, give her space, give her time, let her get over it.
Wait, it's being awkward to take off your clothes with Alicia Fox? Okay. Alright, we'll get into that. Where shall we begin?
Okay. Alright, just to continue what we were saying before, you know, with Jonathan and Ava, that... Or Ava. I always say her name wrong. Is that, you know, basically, he should have been told when she found out originally, because then they could be having a completely different conversation.
Yes.
And it could be something that they find a surrogate, they have a baby through a surrogate, they adopt. Or, you know, they help her, or he could work with her to get through the issues that she has surrounding pregnancy and find out what the fear is of being pregnant. Because a lot of women are. Pregnancy is not something you can take lightly. It's pretty scary. I mean, you grow another human being inside you, and then you expel them from your body in a rather painful and awkward process. So... there's fear to be had there. Mm-hmm. And your body's never the same after you have a baby. So it's, for her in particular, because she's so, her job requires, or I should say, is so reliant on her, what her body looks like and what she can do in the ring. If she has a kid and it wrecks her body, she's out of a job. And they can't afford for her to lose her job right now because she's probably the breadwinner in the relationship.
No, I don't know. Maybe. I think he's starting his own company, and I think he's very successful.
I think he's very successful, but I have a funny feeling she makes more than he does with the show and with WWE, because she probably gets paid pretty well. I think he's a celebrity trainer. I think that's what he does. Not sure.
Possibly.
Do we even know what Jonathan does? Something, I assume? I mean, he's obviously successful enough that he can fly back and forth.
Yes.
But, you know, it's something of... it will definitely hurt their income, how about that, if she loses her job.
Right.
Now we move on to Rosa.
Yeah, he's in the fitness world. Of some sort.
Oh, we Googled him?
We Googled him, yes.
Okay.
He's a trainer of some sort. He took extreme fitness by storm. Alright, we'll get to Rosa, because we're back.
We're back? Okay, we're back.
Because there's going to be more with Rosa. Right.
Yeah, we need to talk about Rosa, because...
now we're working with gears. There's no give in this first gear for the wardrobe malfunction. But on this white one...
Rosa, honey, bra!
This one gear has a flap, which means... bam! So now we're planning this... this wardrobe malfunction, where we're...
oh my god, we're moving the bed.
Alicia is helping her try to perform a wardrobe malfunction. That's not a cross bot.
Well, they can't do the full bump because... that's interesting that the tights are actually built into the gear.
Uh-huh. So, Alicia's basically right here grabbing at her boob. Repeatedly. Yes, Alicia, you're going to get fired for this.
Logic! Logic! Where the hell is Trinity? Somebody get that girl!
You know, no crap. You. Really? She's realizing that this is dumb over followers.
Thank you, Jesus!
She's so happy she's a friend she can be fun and silly with you and have her grab at my clothing and squeeze my boob. Rosa is upset that, you know, since she stopped drinking, she doesn't think anyone likes her anymore.
Oh, Alicia knows something that she's not telling Rosa.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, but yeah, something happened.
Or it's what we're seeing right now, her talking about everybody behind their back. Rosa wants no hate. Rise above hate. It's a hashtag.
Well, that's a good, that's a good message to have, but yeah, I mean, if you just, it seems like her personality maybe doesn't click with everybody.
No, we'll get more into that. Anyway, we're in Los Angeles with Eva. Apparently, Eva's trying to avoid Boom Chicka Wow Wow time. He's like, are we guess we'll get the results soon about the testing? And
there you go! He's totally fine with adoption. There you go.
And she's not even interested in that.
You're having the conversation, sweetheart. Now is exactly the night.
Yeah. But as we know, we've learned with Eva Marie, she likes to avoid those conversations till the very absolute last minute, until it's already out in the open.
Yep.
We're now in Phoenix with the Bella and the Brian. Oh, not the Brian, the brother and the mother. Bella drinking, but this time it's Bree. Bree's wondering when Nikki's going to get over it all. Apparently her sister can hold a grudge for a very long time.
I could have told you that.
Next time, Bree, call Lindsay. We'll give you her number. Splooge.
Splooge, splurge.
Potato, potato. Now she's blaming her mother for grammar. And apparently they're calling Nikki, I think. Apparently Nikki doesn't want wants distance and doesn't want any part of JJ or Bree. With them sitting right there listening.
Right.
And Nikki picks up on the two of them in there.
And Mom's trying to pull them back together, and Nikki's like having no part of it.
Yeah. She wants none of it. Oh. Alright.
Oh.
Alright. Where?
Okay. Alright, so before we get to that, let's talk about Rosa planning said wardrobe malfunction, because she's about to get in really deep stuff over it.
Yeah.
Rosa. Honey. Okay. It was an accident that your ass fell out. Okay, we all get that. We all understand, and yay, it's awesome that you got like 25,000 Twitter followers, even if it is a little misguided, over the fact that your ass fell out of your shorts. The fact that you didn't get fined over that is kind of amazing. The fact that they didn't make you apologize is kind of amazing. I guess because it was on Main Event and it was on the network, it doesn't really...
Because we fully didn't see it. We didn't see that happen.
Yeah, we didn't see that spot on Main Event. We actually did go back and watch Main Event for that show.
We did. We did our research.
We did our research, and you actually don't see where her butt falls out.
You just see the shorts get yanked.
Yeah, and they cut away real quick. So they've edited it off the show, so that's probably why, is because it wasn't on Raw or SmackDown. If it was on one of the big shows, she would be in a whole lot more trouble.
It was on Monday Night Raw, yeah. SmackDown, they get away with it because it's tape, but Raw, yeah.
Yeah, if it happens on Raw, you're so screwed. So, like, I get she wants to, blow up and be a big star. This is not the way to do it. And then to knowingly, publicly, again, on camera, why on camera? Why are you fools doing this on camera? I'm looking at you, Natty. Why are you planning stuff like this? Like, you think your boss isn't gonna see this? Or find out?
To go back to the first season, I have an answer for you. You gotta work the camera.
Yeah, no. So the fact that Rosa is knowingly planning a nip slip so she can get more Twitter followers, if I could talk, to possibly blow up is a stupid, stupid move. Because as she quickly realized, oh hey, I could get fired over this. Like, it's one thing if it accidentally happens on Main Event. It's another thing if you plan it and it's on Monday Night Raw. That's an automatic see you, don't let the door hit you in your ass on the way out kind of thing. Because especially if they find out it's planned.
Yeah.
Like, if it's an accident, they'll be upset, they'll get over it. You may lose your spot for a little while, but they will get over it. If you plan it, girl bye. As we come back from break.
Speaking of girl bye, it's Cameron and Eva.
Don't want to get the results.
Part of her wants to be okay with the body, and then part of her she hopes she's not fertile. So she's not breaking Jonathan's heart.
Actually, there are other ways, but...
And the results are in. She has problems inside the uterus. They can get rid of some tissue in the woman area.
Basically, they're going to perform surgery on her uterus and remove the extra tissue, which will allow her to become pregnant. She has good eggs. Everything else is good. It's just really that one extra piece of tissue that is preventing her from getting pregnant.
Now it's time for her to face the music, which she could have done the other night when, you know, the topic was brought up. Eva.
We need to hook her up with Cena.
Hey, it's more Paige. And some dude.
And they have a secret handshake that's adorable. He's probably one of the talent handlers. Oh god. It's Ava and Scariano, Rosa and Scariano. Oh no.
That may have been Jovia, I think.
Possibly. Oh, Rose is in trouble.
He's like, please tell me you weren't planning a wardrobe malfunction. And she's like, I was joking around. And he's like, you know, if that's happened, you wouldn't be part of the Divas anymore. He's like, please tell me why I should not believe that what happened, what may have been, happened. She was kidding around, you know, about getting more followers, and she was joking around. She wasn't going to do it. She wasn't going to do it. He's like, you're concerned about quantity of Twitter followers than you are your career. Alicia betrayed Rosa.
Never mind that there's a camera crew.
Mark's the one protecting her, and, yeah. Yeah, Rosa screwed up, and now Rosa's angry.
Oh.
She's about to kill a bitch.
Oh crap. Okay. Alright. Again. This is why you don't plan this stuff, number one, but you don't do it on camera. Cause here's the thing, she's like, well who told you? It's like, dude. They have a camera crew following you. They probably showed them the tape. Like, that's the thing. So they know exactly who was involved.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they're going back at the end of the week and they're showing them all the footage. And they're deciding what gets used and what doesn't get used. And hey, they catch them doing certain stuff. Like, you know, planning a nip slip. And they know that Alicia Fox and Rosa were involved. And that, you know, so I'm sure Alicia got a reprimand for it.
Mm-hmm.
That we don't see on camera.
Right.
And that's it's something that's like, hey, I don't want to lose my job. So it's, yeah, it was all her idea. The tape backs that up. It was all Rosa's idea.
Right.
Alicia went along with it. And like I said, I'm sure Alicia got reprimanded for it. But it's like, this is why... You don't do this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is precisely why. Because, you know, you could lose your job. She's really lucky that they didn't look at her and go, girl, bye.
Very lucky.
Right there.
Very lucky. Because he was pissed.
He was furious.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if he was pissed, you know upper management was pissed. Because they know.
Well, I don't think they know. I think he knows, and if I think he did, he was protecting her from going up to upper management.
He might have been, and if that's the case, she's really lucky.
I think this was her warning shot with him.
This is the one warning.
Because if she lied, I think he would have went to management to go look. She just lied about this.
Yeah, because when he said, I already know the answer, it's like, don't fuck with me.
Yeah, tell the truth or you're screwed.
Yeah, tell me the truth right now, because he's getting ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody's there at the show, so all he's got to do is walk into Hunter's office and be like, so yeah, about Rosa, she needs to go.
Right.
That's all he's got to do. So, yeah. This, ladies and gentlemen, is why you don't plan this kind of stuff. For any reason. Especially for Twitter followers. And thank you, Mark, for calling her out saying that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Like, really? Your Twitter followers matter more than your job?
Yep.
Like, come on! Logic! Use your brain, girl! I know you've got one! And here we go. It's going down between Foxy and Rosa.
And now she's explaining what happened, and Lisa's like, huh? She chatted to other girls, and, well, she didn't go to Karana. So it was the other girls who did it. Alicia's her friend.
And Yeah, Alicia's her friend. She apologizes. She didn't mean to gossip.
Rosa doesn't know who... She says everyone screwed her over. She doesn't know who her friends are. So...
Never mind that you were planning to do something extremely stupid.
She has the girl's back 110%. That's her girl. Rosa is her girl. It's a lonely world and they have each other. It's where we say, aww.
Aww.
There you go.
And now we're in San Diego with John and Nikki.
You know, in the West Coast house. The little crib.
The beach house.
John's like, I'm glad you're in good mood. Apparently Nikki has a thing tonight that she's not going to. Apparently every month they could get together for a big cousin dinner, and Nikki doesn't want to go because it'll be awkward. Oh, John Cena. Why are you actually being entertaining now? And now he just called her she's being a poop. Just when we thought John Cena was being cool, he then throws out the word poop. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, that happened.
They're making protein shakes, or Eva and Jonathan. They're husband and wife, they can't keep secrets from one another.
Good policy.
She always keeps secrets, though. She's like... She can conceive, but it's not what she wants to do, and he's like, yeah, no, we got, you know... And then she's like, I don't want kids at all. He's like, what do you mean, what at all? Dum, dum, dum.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my Jesus. What was Brian wearing? All right, we'll get
to
that.
He's wearing a fedora. Oh, my God.
Okay, just go. I feel like this episode all just a big, really big frustration with you're having with Rosa.
Rosa, you know, bless her little heart. That's all I can say about Rosa. Just bless her little heart. She means so well,
mm-hmm.
And she's such a sweet person. Like, I have nothing against her personally. I think she's a wonderful person. Like I said, she means well. Girl is denser than a brick stick. Gosh, so I swear to God. Like, really? I mean, really? I don't know. It's just logic, brain. I know we all do stupid stuff, but oh my God, Rosa. Oh my God. Okay, so moving on from Rosa to Eva.
Eva.
I will get her name right one of these days. I want to call her Ava, because I think it sounds prettier than Eva. You know? I like Ava better. I think it's prettier. Anyway, Eva. As we said before, this is a conversation that really should have happened before now.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to be scared of pregnancy. It's another thing to be basically cutting off kids entirely. and the fact that she got married to Jonathan knowing that he wanted children and she didn't, and that was never discussed. I feel like that even with a quick wedding, that would have been something that would have been brought up at some point, whether it was before the wedding or after the wedding. Especially with all the troubles with her family and, you know, the stuff with her father and their second wedding, that at some point in this relationship that the concept of children and them having children would have come about.
You would have thought.
You would have thought. Because I understand they had a very quick engagement. I know they did. We saw it on camera. I think they went from dating to married in like, what, 6 months?
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, something ridiculously short like that. So, I understand that it may not have come up before they were dating, but they've been married now a year, going on 2 years, something like that. And the fact that this has never come up before now is a little disturbing. Or the fact that she never, you know, brought it up with, hey, you know, I don't want to have kids.
For someone who's all about family, you would think this would have came up before.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, especially with her family, you would have thought this would have come up before. And we're back. We will continue to discuss this as more details come out.
See, we're going back over that, you know, it's what she wants to do, and he's like, yeah, that doesn't work now, but, you know. And then it's, again, it's not at all. Apparently, their one common thing was having a family. Now she's changing, it's, you know, she doesn't want to have anything to do with kids, and...
Yeah, he's like, this is a huge deal, why did we even get married? Basically, he feels like he's been lied to, because she originally told him, supposedly, she wanted kids, and that's what they had in common, and now she's kind of going back on it, and he's kind of questioning now everything she's told him.
See, he feels like he's been led on. So I didn't really want to. Her theory is like, we were just boom, 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 and yeah.
Somebody else is there.
Why do you say that?
There's somebody in the bathroom. There's somebody peeking through the crack in the door.
Oops. I see the light, yeah. He's very pissed off, and you know, that she lied to him.
As he should be.
She's trying to justify the lie that isn't a lie. And he's leaving so he doesn't have to flip out in their house.
And she's completely calm. I don't know whether that's relieving or disturbing.
Hey, we're at the cousin reunion, John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and the Bellas. It's about Nicole and cousins, not about Bray and, yeah. Oh my Jesus, Bryan.
He's such an adorable dork. I swear to God he is. Wow, this is just awkward. This is amazingly awkward. Bree, just stop apologizing at this point. Like, there's just nothing you can do. Okay, as we go to break. Thank God. Oh, Eva. Oh, Eva. So like we were saying before, this obviously did come up.
Yeah, apparently it did.
This is apparently the cornerstone of their whole relationship was that they wanted kids together, or that he wanted kids and she wanted kids, and that's how they all kind of got together. That's the main thing that they had in common, and the reason that they got married.
Family.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The foundation for this relationship was family and wanting to start their own family together one day and having children. And
oh, my God.
And this is why we wanted to get together, because this is the basis of our relationship.
I think my brain just imploded. Why? Okay. All right.
I feel
y'all
bad.
Y'all can see my face right now. It's just, I'm trying to process this. Okay. So.
I feel bad for Jonathan.
I feel really bad for Jonathan. I feel bad for Ava as well. But I feel really bad for Jonathan. Because it's like, apparently, you know, she's felt like this the whole time. And she never told him. And she's really bad about this. Like, we really shouldn't be surprised about this from her, because she frequently withholds the truth. And she obviously goes along to get along, kind of thing. Like, she doesn't want to create drama and she doesn't want to create problems. But what ends up happening is she does that anyway, just with her nature.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, if you didn't want children from the start, that's really something you should have told him. Or if you're hesitant to have children, that's really something you should have told him. Because now he feels like he's been let on. Now he feels like he's been lied to.
Which he has been.
And he's questioning this whole thing and thinking he's made a huge mistake because now he's married someone that doesn't want to have children. Which, that's his whole goal. Like, I would understand, and it would be much simpler, if she doesn't want to have kids now. Because he was fine with that, and he's in agreement with that. They shouldn't be having kids right now. They want to wait. He wants to wait a little while till they're established and they're settled, and they have everything they need to have children. He wants to have a good, solid base to build off of. Which I applaud him for. Like, that's the thing, is Jonathan seems like he's a really, really good guy.
Yeah, he really, really does. He seems like he's on point, and yeah.
He's got his stuff together.
Yeah,
he
does.
She got a good one.
She did. He's on point. He's very realistic on things. Very realistic.
Very realistic. He has a really good head on his shoulders. And so, you know, he's like, yeah, you know, career-wise, we're not there. You know, we just moved back. We're just getting settled. We're just trying to figure everything out. And we're back. So we'll have to pause it. We're back with the Bellas.
Yeah, we'll go back to that. Bree is too old for family drama. And now it's like, well, she admitted she's wrong. Bree admitted she's wrong. Can we just sort of, can we just squash this whole thing? Bree wants to make sure, you know, we did this for you, and hopefully you understand that, and you forgive us, sort of. Bree's like, I made a mistake. I know you're right, you know? She was thinking, you know, she had to take a step back on this whole thing. She's very apologetic at the moment. Nikki understands it, and
she's pissed.
She's say, I'll never do it again. Here's a pinky swear. But Nikki's like, it's going to take time, and where it's going, you know.
And that's fair.
Yeah, very fair.
You know, the Bella family will heal. And that's it, but Nikki needs time, and that's fair, because it is a huge thing for her. And now Eva's going after Jonathan.
Now we're getting in the car with each other, and this is going to be awkward, I can already tell.
Oh, Jesus.
She's sorry for basically lying to him. She probably should have said it, and probably should have said it before he got married.
You think?
She just didn't want him to not marry her.
Wow, that makes it sound so much worse.
He still would have married her, but, you know. He's like, it feels like you don't respect me. She's very scared. She's talking about how she could fail at being a mom, and she doesn't want to fail.
But there's two of you there.
Yeah, you're not alone.
You're not alone. You have him there with you.
She doesn't have her mom's ability, supposedly.
You don't know that.
He's like, you know, if you get that in your head, then you can do it. We'll be having kids left and right. He's like, relax. We won't have a kid tomorrow. And he's trying to reassure her that she'll be a good mom. She has the best husband in the world.
She's really lucky. He's a really, really good guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really good guy.
Oh, Lordy, next week we get drunk John Cena. Okay.
Oh, no, Natty. Oh, no.
Huh. Okay, then.
All right. So, we see Eva and Jonathan patch it up, which is good, you know, and he basically said everything that we did, which is she really should have addressed this
mm-hmm.
before they got married,
mm-hmm.
that he, you know, and her saying, well, I didn't want you to not marry me anyway, that sounds so much worse, because that's basically now saying, I lied to get you to marry me.
Yeah, yeah, everything.
That's basically what she just said. I mean, that's the girl code for it. And so it's like, that makes it sound so much worse, that you tricked him into marriage. And then he goes, you know, well, I would have married you anyway.
Which was the stand-up thing to say.
Which is the stand-up thing to say. And it's, he is completely respectful of her position. And he said it, he's like, you know, you're scared of it. You don't want to have kids right now, but once you decide that that's what you want to do, if you make that decision, then we'll do it. Like, he's completely respectful of that. Which is amazing. And, you know, if she decides, hey, I don't want to have kids, they won't have kids. He's not going to make her.
It's that simple.
It's that simple. I mean, he's willing to sacrifice never having children if that's what she wants. That's amazing.
Right?
It's like, it's not even a hesitation for him. It's, if you don't want that, we're not going to do that. It's really that simple. Like, holy Jesus.
Right?
But yeah, it's something of, and this is advice for everybody. This is a great life lesson. Don't lie to your partner. Especially on things like marriage, on kids, on any major life decision. Just don't lie about it. If you really feel strongly about it, if it's something that you don't want to do, speak up and say you don't want to do it.
Honesty is key in any situation.
Because it's something of, well, I don't want to lose this person by saying I don't want to have kids, so I'm just going to go along to get along and be like, oh yeah, I totally want to have kids. Only to go back on it like a year later. And now you're in the more awkward situation of you're married and you're with someone that wants children, and Jonathan could have been a dick about it. Jonathan could have said, well, you lied.
And he had every right to be.
Yeah, he had every right to be a dick about it. Because she'd lied to him. And it's like, you know, he could say, oh, well, you know, why did we ever get married? You know, I don't want to be married to someone that lies to me. Like, had she, and the thing is it's like, had she said, oh, from the start, oh, I don't want to have kids, he would have married her still. But it's like, now she's lied to him. And this isn't the first time she's lied to him either. I don't think.
No, I don't think it is.
She's a pretty consistent liar.
Yeah, we've gone through at least three or four different lies with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's something of, you know, he could have said, you know, I would have married you had you said you didn't want to have children, but I can't be with you because you lied to me. Because now he can't trust her.
No, he really can't. No, he really can't trust her at this point, no.
But he's going to trust her anyway, and it's something of, instead he's saying, okay, well, we will get this through this, we will persevere, and we will move forward, and when we decide to make that decision, it will be made. And it's up to you to make it.
Right.
Which is an amazingly forgiving position to have. And we should all be more like Jonathan, because damn. Just damn.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just...
Yeah. Yeah.
He's amazing. So, and as for the Bellas, it's all going to work itself out. Brie and Nikki are going to forgive each other. Or Nikki's going to forgive her family. But it's just going to take her time.
As they do. Families forgive. It takes a while, but everyone forgives in family. Blood is thicker than water.
Yeah, it is. And it's just something of, Nikki recognizes that they made a mistake. She recognizes that they're sorry for it, but it doesn't make it hurt any less that they did what they did for
right.
her. And it doesn't, you know, and the fact that they didn't tell her up front that, hey, by the way, we were the reason that John broke up with you.
Yeah.
You know, that...
It's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. So, yeah. But, okay. So, we had Holy Naked Rosa.
Yes.
We had Belladrama.
Yup.
We had Avadrama. Eva Drama.
Yup.
I think that's everything?
Yeah. I believe that's the checklist for this week, yeah.
Yeah, and also future note, boys and girls, don't plan anything stupid on camera. Please don't. I.e. wardrobe malfunction, car accidents to get out of a drug test.
Yeah. But always play with Big E's boobs.
Yes, always play with Big E's boobs. I'm so sad that wasn't on the show. Or was it in the first few minutes that we missed? Oh my god, Paige with the Big E's boobs thing.
Oh my god.
I want to drum on Big E's chest now. I love how he's just like standing there like, we had a class about this. I mean, you know, yeah, go ahead. I mean, you're already doing it, but, you know, like he's just Blitzer.
Yeah.
Like, it's a completely common thing that all the girls walk up and just start drumming on Big E's chest. And the guys do it too. Because it's just there. Like,
it's because it's Big E and his boobs, so yeah. So
Big E is amazing. I want more Big E. He's just, I heart him so much.
Less New Day Big E, this Big E's fine.
The Big E that did the, just Big E and his normal self, because he's so entertaining as his normal self. He's hilarious.
Yes, he is.
I hurt him so much. I wish there was more of him. I really do. Because he's so good. But anyway, so, yeah. So that's Total Divas. In a nutshell. Season 3, episode 12. And, well, since we, again, watched this live, we have no clips. So you're going to have to tune in Thursday for the rack to hear the preview with the clips.
Yes.
For season 3, episode 13, because that's where we will air them and play them. And I promise, no family emergencies this week. God, I hope so.
Knock on the woods.
Yes, hopefully nobody in my family has any problems this week.
Exactly. So, I just say we wrap this up.
So everybody, don't forget, tune to the rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Only on wildtalkradio.com for the Total Divas preview show with complete with clips. And don't miss the Rack Extra every week. Next week it's season 3, episode 13. Good lord, I can only imagine what's going to happen. But until then, we're out of here, so bye!